That's our ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Has this been sort of a blue Monday for you? Often, you know, we enjoy ourselves and have such a good time over the weekend that Monday seems like quite a letdown. You may be a little worn out and tired, and it isn't too easy to buckle down to the day's work. And if a nagging headache comes along as a result of a difficult Monday, I hope you remembered Alka-Seltzer. Because, of course, there's just nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer for fast relief from a headache. Yes, when a busy day brings you a headache, let Alka-Seltzer bring you fast relief. Now, here's how Alka-Seltzer can bring you fast relief. Since Alka-Seltzer is completely dissolved before you drink it, its pain-relieving agent is all ready to go to work. And because of its effervescent base, yes, because of that fizz, Alka-Seltzer gets there fast, gives fast relief. So remember Alka-Seltzer when you find yourself with a headache. You will never know how good it is until you've tried it. Ask your druggist for 2 packages of Alka-Seltzer today. With 2 packages in your home, you're always certain of having enough. And then when nagging headaches bring you grief, it's Alka-Seltzer for relief. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner and Elizabeth Peabody, along with their guests, Lum, Grandpap, and Cedric, are adjusting themselves to the gay routine of La Cucaracha Dude Ranch, somewhere near Las Vegas. As we look in on our friends, we find Abner and Grandpap sitting on the ground out in back of one of the barns. Listen.
I know this, Grandpap. Just look at that blue sky up there. If that ain't the bluest blue in the world, I don't know what is.
Yeah, pretty as a pair of overalls. Pretty all right.
Oh, yeah. I'll say one thing for this country out here. They sure have got the sky fixed up pretty good.
Yeah, only trouble is they never give you no time to look at it and enjoy it.
Huh?
I never seen the likes of it. Every time you sit down for a half a minute, the feller in the cowboy boots and that fancy shirt comes around and tries to get you to go horseback riding. What's his name? Bob Cannon or something?
Yeah, that's his name. Oh, that's
wants you to go bicycle riding or play that game where they take them little snowshoes and walk a handful of feathers backwards and forwards across that fishnet they got strung up there.
Yeah, and if it ain't him nagging you to do something, it's that woman of his.
And she's just about as bad.
Oh, yeah. Always want me to get my bath jacket on and take a dip in the tank. Or a swimming pond, or whatever they call it.
Has she ever saw... Have you ever saw her in a bath jacket before?
No, I never have.
One, two, goodness.
And she ain't never seen me before, neither. But I'll say one thing for myself. I bound you I'd look a... Wouldn't look no funnier than Elizabeth does in that in hers.
She is a sight, ain't she?
Oh, Lord, me, yeah.
I don't like to say anything against your own woman, Abner.
No,
but
it's
I'll
all right.
Run around here with that red bandana tied around her head and that checkered apron on.
Yeah, I understand. There just ain't nothing I can do about it, though. Not a thing in me.
Where'd she learn how to swim, anyway? Them little old skinny legs of hers, she looks like... Her legs look like ropes with knots tied in them.
Yeah, well, she learned right here at this dude ranch. See, she was here about a week before we got here, and she taking lessons in might and everything they got around here. That bowing, R-ing, and golfing, and tennising. And yesterday, she said some feller was going to learn her how to do that Australian crawl, she said.
Australian crawl?
That's exactly what she said.
Is that something you have to learn?
I reckon so.
Come natural with me.
Well, leastways at a dude ranch, you have to learn it, I reckon.
Well, I don't know what it is, to be right honest. I never seen an Australian crawl.
Well, neither have I.
I ain't never seen an Australian. Is any around here?
Don't ask me. I don't know nothing about it, Grandpa.
I don't see how they could crawl any different than anybody else.
Well, now, there's where you're wrong. I bring up that same point with Elizabeth, and she looked at me like I never had no brains at all. She said they do this crawling in the water.
In the water?
That's what she said.
It's the hard way, ain't it?
It must be. I dog it. I never heard it.
Well, they'll drown crawling around the water unless it's awful shallow.
I know it. I know it. But you can't tell Elizabeth nothing like that. Just have to let her go ahead and drown herself once, and maybe it'll learn her lesson.
Well, if you want my notions on this, I'm...
Be quiet, be quiet. I think I hear somebody coming. We don't want them to find us around here.
Yeah, let's close our eyes, and they'll think we're asleep if they do find us.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Here they come.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, for goodness sakes, what are you two fellas hiding back here for?
Huh?
What are you sitting back of the barn here for? They got a lot of comfort chairs on the gallery around front there, and a batch of them around the bath pool there.
Well, Lon, to be honest, it just ain't safe to sit around here. Minute you do, somebody's got you mixed up in a volleyballing game or some outlandish husk and shuckings like that.
I know just exactly what you mean. That's why I snuck out here by myself. Don't they know a feller comes out here for a vacate?
Yeah.
Let me sit down there, Ed.
Yeah, sure, oh, sit right there.
Sit your morning as I've had, and I ain't joking either.
Huh?
Whew, I'm wore to a frazzle.
swore to a frass.
Well, what'd they get you into this morning?
Ooh, I've been out steeplechasing.
Huh?
You ever hear of that steeplechasing?
Law, no. How do you chase a steeple?
I think I'll go back to Pine Ridge. This is the spavin-leggedest place I was ever in. Australians crawling around the pond, folks chasing steeples. I'm going to leave,
Abner. Well, now wait a few more days, Grandpa, and then we'll all go back together.
Yeah, you do this steeplechasing on horseback.
Well, I reckon you could cover more ground that way, but I doubt if you'd ever catch a steeple that way long.
Oh, it ain't got nothing to do with steeples.
Well, why they call it that fur thing?
Well, sir, I just don't know. You ask the feller that studied it up in the first place. I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, I'd rather not hear no more about it.
Well, just what do you do?
I'm going to go home.
Hush up, Grandpap.
Well, what you do is you get on a horse.
Yeah.
Or they put you on it.
Uh-huh.
And then this horse runs up to a big hedge and tries to jump right over it.
For the land's sake, what's the matter? Can't the horse see good?
Oh, sure, he can see all right.
Well, what's he run right into the hedge for then? Why don't he stick to the road?
Well, he does that on a purpose.
Oh, just ornery, huh? Stubborn-headed.
No, that's the whole idea of the steeplechasing. The horse runs up and jumps over the hedge.
What for?
Why, you get on the other side of the hedge, I reckon.
Why? What's on the other side that he's interested in?
I don't know.
Well, you ought to know. You was on the horse when he went over there, weren't you?
Just part way.
Huh?
Somehow or other, him and me departed company just about the time he left the ground, and that's the last I ever seen of him.
Uh-oh.
So I still don't know what's on the other side of that hedge. And what's more, I don't ever aim to find out.
Hmm.
Abner, have you got any liniment of any kind in your valise?
I don't believe I have. Now, Elizabeth might have brought some along. I'll ask her if she ever simmers down long enough for me to talk to her.
I've got a jar of goose grease Charity made me bring along. You're welcome to that if it'll do you any good, Lum.
Well, I've got to try something. I ain't sure, but I believe my back sprang.
Oh, that's a shame.
Might be my Saccharilla milliniacs, out of giant.
Sack of what?
Rillimanax.
Well, I never heard of it, but it won't hurt to try it. Do as much good as that goose grease, I know that.
Oh, I've got to do something.
You might go to one of them chiro tractors.
Oh, there you fellas there.
Oh, my Lord, howdy, Sammy. You scared me.
Been looking all over for you.
Well, what's the matter? Did you get all wore out with all them restful games they got around here, too?
No, Mom, I just wanted to tell you that I don't think I can stay here no more.
I feel the same way, Cedric.
Well, Cedric, you don't have to play all them games and all that junk if you don't want to. You don't have to try to keep up with Elizabeth.
Well, it ain't that. I'm just feared I ain't old enough to be here.
Huh?
I'm just a kid of a boy, you know.
Why, no, you ain't. You're growed up now, sorter.
Yeah, even if you wasn't, I don't see what that's got to do with you staying here now.
Yeah, whatever put that out in your head, Cedric?
Well, I was sitting there in the lobby or lobby or whatever they call it, reading a comics book. Well, I was looking at the pictures of it, leastways.
Yeah, go ahead.
And it was one you'd done read to me, so I could make it out pretty good.
Huh.
That and about Billy and Bonnie Bee, you know, where Billy's flying around the beehive.
I recollect it, Cedric. Just tell me what happened while you were sitting there.
Oh, well, sir, a feller come in there and wanted to get a room or a cabin or something, and they wouldn't let him stay here because he had some young'uns.
Well, lots of folks have got young'uns. What's wrong with that?
Well, I don't know. They just don't want no young'uns around, looks like. Got a rule against it, they said.
Well, I'll be dead blame. I never know that.
Grannies, it's the folks with young'uns that need a vacation the most.
Yeah.
That's a poor rule they have.
So it looks like I'll just have to leave.
Well, that ain't got no effect on you, Cedric. That's just for young'uns.
They said they didn't allow nobody here if they was under 10-year-old.
Well, you're safe then.
No, I ain't but 6-year-old.
Six? That's ridiculous, Cedric. Look at the size of you. Couldn't be no 6-year-old boy as big as you are.
I know it, but that's how old I am. Don't you recollect my birthday comes on February the 29th, and I just have a birthday every 4 years?
Well, I know that. Doggy, that's right, ain't it?
No, I ain't had but 6 birthdays so far.
I plumb forgot about that.
Yeah, so had I. Well, I don't think they'll ever catch on, though, with Cedric's size and all.
No, I don't think so, neither. Just try to act older, Cedric, and just don't bring up the subject, and I think you can sneak by with it all right.
Yeah, they ain't nothing to worry about.
Of course, they might get to checking up. Oh, I guess they wouldn't do that, though.
No, I don't think so. If you have any trouble, I know a feller that's stopping here at the ranch. The feller Robinson, Commander Robinson.
Oh.
Him and his woman's here. He's a nice feller. He'd get you out of it.
Well, it would be awful if they'd check up on Cedric, run him out of here. Now, he ain't done nothing to nobody around there. I reckon what they got against him.
Well, I've tried to be a good boy all the time.
Why, of course you have, said. Now, don't huddle up, Cedric, now. You're all right. Just a shame that they took this altitude towards you, though.
Hey, you know, now that you mention it, I sort of felt that they've had a peculiar feeling toward all of us. And now I see what's back of it.
Well, I don't know where I'll go.
Well, now, don't you worry, Cedric. We ain't going to let them get away with this.
No, sir, we ain't. Have they asked you to leave yet, Cedric?
Yeah, have they throwed your valise out the window yet?
Well, I don't know.
Damn snake in the weeds.
Come on, we'll go right in there and tell them they've got to take Cedric back, even if it's just if he is just six, or we'll make it plenty hot for him.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Lom. I got a better idea. I'd know because I'll buy a ranch right across the street from him and put up a big sign, nobody allowed here except boys.
Well, you crazy idiot. You can't do that. Ranches cost money.
That don't matter to me. I'm rich. My dog is I ain't nothing I'd rather do with my money than that either. Come on, Lom. Let's find out who owns some of this land around here.
Well, is Abner really serious about this? Will Lum be able to stop him before he gets himself involved in more trouble? Say, how many of you folks have a package of Alka-Seltzer on hand in your home right now? Well, how many of you have two packages? That's the wise thing to do, you know. Yes, instead of one, buy two. It's a pretty sad thing to find your Alka-Seltzer package is empty just when you want relief from an occasional headache or acid indigestion or the distress of muscular aches and pains. So don't forget to ask your druggist today for two packages of Alka-Seltzer. Then you're always certain of having enough. Yes, that extra package on the side keeps a family well supplied.
Take chances on getting all the essential vitamins you need from your food. Supplement your meals with one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. Don't take chances. Lack of vitamins can cause you to feel under par, run down, keep you from feeling your best and so looking your best. Don't take chances. Take one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. Yes, for a basic daily vitamin supply, take one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. You can't afford to take chances. Only $2 for 60 capsules, a two-month supply. Potency is guaranteed by Miles Laboratories. Ask your druggist for one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsules.
Listen every day, Monday through Friday at this time, for Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Now, listen to it fizz. That's Alka-Seltzer's way of wishing you real relief from the miserable discomfort of a nagging headache. Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer now if you have a headache and see how much better it can make you feel. The Lum and Abner program was broadcast today direct from the Last Frontier Hotel, Las Vegas, Nevada. Gene Baker speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.